I did an animated video, which is on YouTube, called The Changing World Order. And it's an animated, entertaining video that's about 40 minutes long, and it'll tell you the whole thing better than I can squeeze in now. But let me tell you. Okay, what's an order? Okay, an order is the system that's operating. How do you operate? So, for example, there is a domestic order. We have a constitution and democracy, and that's a system that operates. And that continues on until there's a war, and then there's another system that comes and replaces. Our system has lasted for a long time. There's also a world order. In other words, a world system. And that world system of operating comes after a war. Why does a war happen? Because conflicting parties of about equal power have a fight, and the dominant power wins, and then they get to set the rules. And the last time that happened was in 1945 because of the end of World War II. So, you know, at the end of World War II, the United States had 80% of the world's money. Gold was money then. It had half the world's economy. It had a dominant military power. And for that reason, because it was the dominant power, New York is where the United Nations is. Washington, D.C. is where the IMF and World Bank, they put it there because that it was the American world order. The dollar was the world's reserve currency. And that always happens. Before that, at the end of World War I, there was the Treaty of Versailles. And the winners of the Treaty of Versailles determined how the system was going to work after that. And if you go back in history, repeatedly, there is always a world order. And it always happens this way, and it continues.